4G, KI4DOS. 4DOS, calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Now, this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right queue portion. We have quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and see if we got any echo link. Evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Rocky Harbor, Newfoundland. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's in Piedmont. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over now and check on the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Or DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY. Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. We'll go over to the RF's sections checking in now. We'll start with India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KI4DOS. To you, hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in with P4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you for calling the net, and you and Joy and everybody on the net, have a good rest of the evening. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you, Gary, and everyone else on the net. And I'll be in and out.
4DOS. Thank you for picking up the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Y'all stay safe and stay well. And KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Adesha, I better recognize my producer. So she's in the other room watching, I don't know what she's watching, TV. additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, Larry, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband. Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down in Piedmont, and Lorena and Rick bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Michelle's down in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And don't forget to come back tomorrow night, which is my normal night to be calling. just wanted to pick this up for Ariel tonight. Don't know where he's at, but that's okay. We got the net covered. But y'all come back again tomorrow night. Don't forget about me now. But do appreciate y'all being with us. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we got my buddy Walt over there in Inman, K4OIM. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Gary, please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI4 KCX. Jerry, still in Gray Court. I run a little bit behind tonight to get in my group there. I missed it a little bit, but just check me in and out tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy's doing good.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening to KI4KCX. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Jerry, don't worry about it. Just come in anywhere you can. You know, we love to have you, and we want to get you in our log. So don't worry about being a little late and all that stuff. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm sitting at home tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. I thought this might be a pirate
on a Tuesday night in the Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Joy, and all on the net. And I'll be negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom. Morning, AOS. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative in that. Hey, Tom.
Stay out of the heat up there, Chris. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
US? Kilo, Mike, 4, Delta Uniform, Tom and Greer. I've also got, believe it or not, 4 people in my house. We are all listening on radio, and I'm trying to introduce them to ham radio, so they may want to talk to you during the rag chew. 73.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty. He's at home over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, I didn't mean to confuse you now. Tonight's Tuesday. It's not Wednesday, but come back again tomorrow night. That's my regular night, and I'll be here, Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. But tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty, KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris. I hope you are doing well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KM4DDU. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer with 4 folks in the house that he's introducing to ham radio. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And Tom, be happy to do a little third-party traffic when your time comes up on the ranch, you. So hang around, and maybe we can talk to these folks a little bit. I would enjoy that. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come on up to the Uniform Drew Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Everyone on the net, and Miss Joy, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, portable, Shane at home in Cleveland in the garage, no traffic, no table.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland tonight. He's portable out in the garage. Shane, I hope you are enjoying the cooler weather out there in the garage. It's still about 77 degrees down here. So maybe it's a little cooler up there in Cleveland. But appreciate you being with us. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative to negative tonight. Everybody in.
Hello, DOS. Check in November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha. N5 CSA, Roger and Anderson. Hope you're well, negative and negative.
4DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4 DJC, Jerry and Anderson. And it's good to hear my buddy N5 CSA on. Hope Roger doing okay. No rag chew, and no traffic.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And like to say good evening to my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ. Over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And N5 CSA, that's Mr. Roger down there in Anderson. Roger, hadn't heard you in a while. We don't get to talk much since I retired. You know, we used to talk a little bit back and forth before I retired, but I'm glad to hear you on here this evening. Hope you are doing well. And then we got his buddy Jerry, N4DJC. He's also down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Been missing you. Hope you are doing well. And glad to have you back as well. You know to come back as often as you can, but we have been missing you, Jerry. Just want you to know that. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echolink stations again. I got another Echolink station popped up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. Following that, no traffic, no rag chewing. And do be sure and tell me sure that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Let's move up now to the very patient group on a Tuesday night, which is Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
ADOS. On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy, at least I said hello, and thank you for picking up the net tonight, Gary.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canton, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks. KI4DOS. Can everyone on the net? This is November 4. Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
DOS, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody.
DOS, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John and Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, all. Have a good night. 73's KI4GOD.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Harry, you're sounding like yourself, your old self. I don't know if you got those problems straightened out that you were having the other night, but you're sounding good now. But do appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4GIK, that's Mr. Wayne up there in Etowah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you're doing well. And KI4GOD, that's Mr. John. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
KI4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative negative. You guys have a great night.
KO4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And like to say good evening, KO4IPB, Mr. Paul over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
TOS. Kamiawaska Whiskey. Richard Greenville, negative, negative, good evening, bud.
Say good evening, Brother Richard. K4ROW over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go along, Paul. Is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on a clean, shiny, bright stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good evening, everybody. Well, Gary, I suppose there might be one or two folks out there who thought it was when you came on and took the net. Thank you for doing that, by the way. They had been thinking all day long it was Tuesday, and now they're confused. But, well, it wouldn't happen to me. Anyway, we've had a fine day here. Donna's been working on what Zentangle calls a project pack. And it's something that she receives occasionally. And she works on it. And I think along with the materials that come in the project pack is a link to videos where this is worked out, and she follows it step by step and learns a great deal along the way. It's a good learning process for something like art and things like that, because you see someone accomplishing what you'll be doing right there on the screen. Very helpful. Anyway, she can spend quite a few hours in her studio in the learning process. She's really produced some marvelous things. And I've been bouncing around the house doing this thing and that, mostly just trying to stay out of the outdoors. We got in another heat. It's going to be hot for the next week, according to the weather that I can look up. Days in the 90s until about this time next week, and then it drops down into the 80s. And goodness, a few nights in the 60s. I kind of watched that overnight low to determine how the season is progressing and when we will be getting into fall. Daytime temperatures is one thing, but when the sun goes away, you get a truer essence of what the temperatures might indicate for a seasonal change. So nighttime's consistently in the 60s, we're headed into fall. And I'm for one, it just wears me out to be outdoors and try to get anything done when it's in the 90s. I know I'm not the only one, but, well, here we are, South Carolina. It's to be expected, isn't it?
Let me say that Donna stays very busy up there in her studio. She does some marvelous work on some, a lot of different things, and you know, my hat's off to her, because I'm not an artsy type person. I'm not talented in art, I'll put it that way. I enjoy it. I love to look at it, but to do something that is very artful, you know, tasteful like that, that's a little bit out of my league. You know, I can get in and make some furniture, or you know, build a building, or you know, maybe work on a car or something, but that's something that somebody else has just about already done, you know. So I mean, there's a few things that I would do from scratch, you know, especially with furniture and houses and that sort of thing. But you know, if I'm working on a car, it's not an engine that I'm putting together from scratch myself. So, anyway, to get off of that, I'm a little bit like you. I'm enjoying the cooler nights. It has been, I got up in it a couple of mornings this past week. It was in the low 60s. You know, it was really, really nice when I got up, and I enjoyed that. But I'm looking forward to the cooler weather. I don't want it to get cold by any means. I do not like cold weather. I'll be the first to admit that. The heat, I can pretty well take until it gets, you know, up there in, you know, the 100-degree range and above, and the humidity's up. But, you know, like it was today, I could get outside and work a little bit, which I did. But I don't brush like I used to, Larry. I take my time and sit down and take lots of breaks and drink plenty of fluids.
The key right there, for sure. KK4JBQ. Donna, I think, has been successful doing this. She can accomplish it in a small space. She can do it at her desk. The room upstairs, she's kind of turned into an office/studio. And she takes care of it, because in her working life, she was an accountant. So she takes care of the family books. And that's a job, of course, and not one I'm terribly well suited for. Better in her hands, believe me. But it's not, the Zentangle is something she can accomplish in a small space. That and a computer and her supplies. It doesn't take up much room. Those are some things that matter when you think about, you know, a hobby, a pastime. Something that you break away from everything else that's pulling on you and pushing on you, and do something for yourself, something to relax, and this has been awfully good for her. There are other endeavors, say, if you like pottery, for instance. Well, you need that big old potter's wheel, and you need a place that you can get nice and dirty, all slopped up with the slip and the clay, and then glazes, of course. And goodness, I don't think I could fit something like that in our entire garage. But that's artistic. And then folks who paint larger pictures of whatever, they need a big old easel to hold the canvas, you know. But she's found something that's just well suited for the space that we have and the time that she has. And it's a break from the other things that pull and push on her through the day. And we all need something like that. I trust that anybody out there who's listening to this might be encouraged that all it takes is trying a few things here and there, and you'll finally come upon something that's suited to you and to the space you have to do it in, of course. Myself, I do like when the weather is more amenable, I do like to get outside. I do like to walk. I have a bicycle that I like to ride. But mostly I like to walk, even if I have to go somewhere else to do it, you know. I was looking at a POTA, that's Parks on the Air, for those who are curious about the word, thing on YouTube that I frequent. And the fellow was activating a park, well, a sorts. It's the, it's the Table Rock Fish Hatchery. It's up there on Table Rock. That's not very far from us. And it is such a nice place. And real shady, nice picnic tables to set up on. Just put your radio there and put up an antenna. He just threw and just had a marvelous time for the next hour. And he does CW only, so he was using 5 watts on his radio and got all kinds of contacts. It's just a marvelous thing for people to do. I know a lot of people out there are familiar, but maybe some are not. Anyhow, it's been a fine day here. I'll take another like it tomorrow if it comes. And that's saying something. Gary, I know you've got folks waiting to get up on this stump I'm standing on. And I'm anxious to listen to those folks, perhaps who will have a little third-party QSOs with you. That'd be real enjoyable. So I'll let you go, and I thank you again for being there and bringing us all together. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Okay, Larry. Well, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Yeah, Dallas hobby doesn't take up a whole lot of space, but, mine and yours takes up a little more room. I know you've got a rather small ham shack, but you get in here and look at mine, and I'm looking at, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at 5 radios, an amplifier, a tuner, seven speakers, about 2-3 power supplies, my rotator for my beam, and it takes up a lot of room, so I feel good about Donna's not taking up much. She can have as much room as she needs. Anyway, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Always enjoyable, Larry. Look forward to doing it. And, again, you and Miss Donna, take care. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Enjoy the day. It's supposed to be warm again tomorrow, so, if you go outside, just take it easy and do the best you can. One question real quick, Larry. Are you going up to the Chevy Ham Fest this weekend?
For JBQ. Well, Gary, Donna and I have no plans as yet to do that. We have been to Shelby before and enjoyed it immensely. It's a really nice ham fest. Just about anything you want to run upon. And I bought everything from knives to ham-related things there. There was one that, I think it was the fellow set it up in a tent. And he and like 3 different helpers that he had with him sold nothing but connectors. Now, I know you can order those things online and such as that, but it seems like a whole lot of trouble when it's just something that this fellow charges a quarter for, And I'm talking about small stuff, but I could go through there and get a bag full of stuff and just enjoy every minute of the shopping. And then I see things, at a ham fest, you see things you just had no idea you'd run up on. It's a surprise factor, I suppose. And then the best, the very best thing about a ham fest is seeing a face that you recognize or hearing a voice, if that's all you know about the person. Hearing a voice that you recognize and you go introduce yourself and, well, you and I have done that, you know. So, and I know a lot of others have too, that eyeball QSO thing. It is one of the things I've enjoyed most about this hobby is the people in it. Well, have a good night, Gary. Great to talk with you. KK4JBQ.
Hey, take care. Tell Donna we said hello. And I hope to hear you again tomorrow night. All goes well. 7-3, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Pan out. This is Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. KJ4BKI. Jack Town, the south side of Rockville. Y'all have a great day. Yes, for example.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. They're like to say good evening, KI4BKI, Master Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Next up on the rag chew list is KM4DDU, Master Tom over there in Greer. Tom, how was your day there, young man? For DDU, Tom, you still with us? Where Tom went, he said he had some folks in there that might want to talk to us. I don't know where he went, but maybe he'll be back. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Well, see, one thing I'm going to ask you about, Gary, have you heard anything of the W4OOC lately? Patrick's father, I know Patrick's situation. He's probably working his can off. An HVAC thing, but what about his dad, W4OOC? You heard anything out of him lately?
Heard Keith lately, Andy. He's another one that I hadn't heard in quite a while. But I don't get on during the day as much as I need to, and I hadn't heard Patrick in a while either.
And I have, because I know others that work in HVAC. This time of year, when it's real, real cold, when it's real, real hot, they work put in a lot of hours, they do. So I kind of get an idea of his situation, but I at one time used to hear his dad in here, too, and I just wondered if he's still with us or if he had passed away, because a lot of people... You probably know yourself. You hear him here, the next thing you know, you don't hear him anymore. Like KA4END or KK4QOB that had the place down there from Ash when he was going down there to lunch. You know, people you hear here once, then you don't hear him anymore. So I was just wondering.
I'm asking, Andy, but I haven't heard, so I don't know. Betty, K84END, is still with us. He's, his radio's not doing the best in the world. He's got a bad microphone on it. And, of course, Betty's got his hands full over there, at his house, with his wife and daughter. So, but other than that, I haven't gotten to talk to him, but I talked with Dan, WB4FEE. Dan sees him down there at, gym we go to, and, Dan sees him, a couple times a week, but last time I talked with Dan, he said Buddy was doing fine. He's still running up and down them steps down there. There's a whole lot of folks that we don't hear anymore. They've become silent keys, some we know about, some we don't.
Some have become silent keys. I'm glad to hear E&D still around. Next time you see him, tell him that there's some of us here on the 2 meters wonder what happened to him. So go ahead and steer the net. And Larry, JBQ, if you're still here, after that, I want to ask you a question. Back to net control, KI4LCI.
hey, you want to roger Andy's request? He'll be here. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter? Tom over in Greer, KM4DDU. Tom, you still with us? Tom's going to be with us with his third-party traffic. I was looking forward to that. Do we have one last call? Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Going to wrap it up for this evening. I appreciate all y'all, everybody that checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night, and I'll be calling again. I'll call my normal Wednesday night net and the swap net, so y'all come back again tomorrow night. I'll submit my net report electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Said grand total of 45. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land that checked in with me. Come back again tomorrow night, and you'll check in with me again, because I'll be calling again tomorrow night. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks to all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
JPQ, KI4LCI.
LCI, KK4JBQ here.
This ain't Table Rock, Vince Hatchery.
That's what I said.
It's Table Rock up here where I'm at. It's not some other, because I've come to find out there's other Table Rocks around. It's this Table Rock up here.
Well, Andy, since you bring to the... you make me wonder now, because I didn't know there were several Table Rocks. I assume that it's in North Carolina. And, well, I don't know. Is Table Rock the one you and I are talking about? Is that in South Carolina?
I'm kind of talking about right up here above me, but it's in South Carolina.
Well, then I might be confused, but Table Rock Fish Hatchery is the name of the place. It's quite a nice park atmosphere, and people visit from time to time, and they do have picnic tables there, and you can put your spread out, I suppose, and enjoy a nice shady spot to have a meal. So I'll just tell you I'm confused. Thought I had it nailed, but there shouldn't be similar names like that so close together. This is, I would say, rather close, but it could be in North Carolina, and that would throw me off a little bit. I'll do some investigating about that. But anyhow, this fellow that does these POTA activations is awfully good at it. It requires to do this, you can use voice if you like, but your range to make contacts is less. So with a skill to accomplish a contact in CW, it kind of makes it worthwhile, makes it worth the trip at 5 watts, you understand, if you want to do it with low power. CW is the best method to do that. Anyway, I will investigate that. Appreciate the question and making me confused. KK4JBQ.
KI4LCI, you can imagine that when you first mentioned that, you had me confused. That's just like there's a glassy mountain in Pickens County and there's a glassy mountain in Greenville County. I've come to find out in the past, this type of rock up here ain't the only type of rock around. I didn't know it for the longest, but I found out that it's a fact.
Well, I guess if that's something that's common around here, that just makes people confused. I didn't know that until I moved here, and I've lived all around the southeast. I've only lived west of the Mississippi in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, I guess I lived in New Orleans for a while. That's west of the Mississippi also. But pretty much, I've not lived all over. But this is the first and only place I've lived where you have a major highway going one direction, and there might be a crossroad. And around here, it could be that road that crosses might be one name approach the intersection, and it's completely another name when it crosses the road you're on. That would be a little bit confusing to people who didn't grow up around here and never seen anything like that before. But it's names changing when a road crosses another road. That just beats all. KK4JDQ.
Tells the guy, well, our glass of mountain over here outside Pickens, that's where the 147-195 is. Well, the one that's over in Greenville County, that grassy mountain. Now, I'm not aware of anything being on it, but, you know, I know less about that than I do the one we got in Pickens County, but it kind of shows you the situation. There's one in each county, and they're both named the same. Well, I've realized, too, on other things, like there's a church up the road up here called Holly Springs Church. Well, there's one over there in Spartanburg County called that. That's why it's kind of, and I heard you mention that, and I sure wasn't aware of any up around here unless it was recently built, and I wasn't aware of it. But, and as far as POTA goes, there's W4GOG Josh over here in Oconee County, Salem. He does a lot of that POTA work that you're talking about.
It looks like a really good activity. It does. The fellow that whose YouTube channel I watch frequently sets up. Oh, he's just he sets up a different radio at each location. I've watched for over 2 years, and just numerous radios and different kinds of antennas. So when you're not very familiar with what's available and what works well and all this sort of thing, and what difficulties you might have activating at different locations, it's just very good that he puts that out. The key is learning CW, and I've given it a shot. I even took a class, and I wouldn't have gotten a good grade. I did not pass the class. It wasn't a pass-fail type of class. It was very enjoyable, and I was with from the beginning. I went all the way through the class, from the beginning through the end of it. There might have been 30 people that passed through. So there was a lot of interest. And some people who were attending knew CW. They just wanted to brush up a little bit. And, of course, that changed the nature of the class somewhat. Those of us who were just learning did not have the whole alphabet down yet, not to mention the pro signs and all the special things that are used. We got left in the dust a bit. That's a skill that really takes time to develop. Have you ever been interested in CW?
For hell's the guy. With this hearing deal I got, I probably never would have got a license because I thought about it decades ago, but I've got a little hearing issue. I got to where I could ride it, but that ain't copping it off the radio, off the air. And as far as Josh over here goes, I don't think he does CW when he does parks on air. I have worked him two or three times here on 2 meter Simplex here on some of these parks around here. I know he's done that before, 2 meter Simplex on parks on air, because I've worked him a few times here.
Well, you can do it both ways, and it is sort of like fishing. In as much as you throw out your call sign, which you know part of the casting, you might say, indicates the park where you are. POTA is kind of organized. Each of the there are thousands of parks worldwide. But if you toss out a CQ to the open air, you could be getting people from all over the United States and Canada. With CW and 5 watts, it's amazing what people can do. And they sort of run it in a way like contesting. So you copy down the contacts that you make and you report that to the POTA folks, and they match it up with people and give you credit for the contact if both of you agree that you contacted on this date at this particular time. UTC, of course. So it's in a way it's like a contest, but it just seems like so much fun, and it goes pretty quick because the exchange that you make is not very complicated, and pretty much it doesn't. I've been watching this for like I say a couple of years, and the exchange has not changed. So it can be pretty quick. People don't do much rag chew, you might say. In a POTA situation, that's not to say that there aren't people who talk for hours using CW. But you really have to have that skill. You get down pretty good to be understood. And then to understand the incoming response in the conversation. I may, in time to come, I may seriously consider putting myself to the task again, but I won't use the same method. We copied down everything. It is one way to start the learning process. We copied everything we heard. And that's really not the best way for folks who have a difficulty hearing. It might seem strange, but the best way is to copy in your head. Get to the point. You may have to copy it down to in the beginning, but get to the point where you're listening and you hear it just like you and I are talking on the radio now. You're not writing down what I say. You don't have to take that time. You don't have to involve other... Your brain doesn't have to do something else, that is, copy down letters to make words. You just understand it as you hear it. Overall, that sort of sounds like it's more complicated, but it really makes it easier if you can do that, the way I understand it anyway. Anyhow, Andy, I suppose you're going to make it to Shelby. I guess it's new later on this week.
KI 4 Hills CI. Unfortunately, probably not, because the rest of the family here don't want me doing like I used to when I got my license, so I don't generally go to any real long distances anymore. You was talking about parks on there. A lot of people do summits on there. Because I've worked some of them in my mobile from up there on Glassy Mountain with 147-195 years. Up there on Glassy Mountain, some of the people doing summits on there here on 2 meters on 5'2". I've worked some of them, and from what I understood them to say, now this is what I heard them say, I ain't really researched it like you have, but they need to make at least 3 or 4 contacts from that particular summit, then at some point they'll go to another summit and get 3 and 4 contacts, and when they get enough of them, then they take and turn it in, they do. I hope to make it down there to Darwin Wright Park, I hope. I used to go up with Shelby a lot when I ride after I first got my tag license, but my diabetes, like it is, the rest of the family here frowns on me going too excessively long a distance. So I kind of doubt that I'll be up to Shelby.